go.
Okay, it is 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, January 27, 2026. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Fargo.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weagle.
Here.
Ackerman.
Here.
Adamson.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on January 13th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we have a presentation from the Columbia City Arts Commission for an annual update. Come on up, ladies. Please introduce yourself and we'll get going.
My name is April Fraser, and I'm on the Columbia City Arts Commission.
And I'm Taylor Ford.
And we are here today to give you a 2025 recap of what we did in the community last year. We also have some pictures too, from some of the events that we'll display for you. So these pictures here, at the end of June, we had a Spark Arts Camp, Sparking Creativity Through the Arts. It's an arts camp intended to provide low-income families in our community to have an opportunity in the arts. Typically in the past, we work with Mission 25 and BABE and Park Terrace to kind of pull kids for this program. This year, Mission 25 and BABE were both moving at the time of our camp, so these kids this year were all Park Terrace kiddos. We had 12 students. It's a one-week camp. They Monday through Thursday for 3 hours. They get an hour instruction in art, an hour instruction in music, and an hour instruction in dance. They meet Monday through Thursday. We provide transportation using Whitley Transit. We provide snacks for the kids. And this year we added, this is our second year doing this, and we added this year providing them lunch. It was our goal to hopefully, we wanted to bus the kids to the free lunches, but we did not qualify for that last summer. There's a criteria that has to be met. And the reduced lunch plan, so many kids have to use that during the school year, and we did not qualify for that this year, but we still decided to go ahead and we just made them lunches ourselves. So we sent everybody home with a lunch this year. On the Friday at the end of the week, what they do is they come and we do a gala performance for their parents, and it's always pretty cool to see because we again this year had 100% people participate in that. We put their art out and they display all their art. They show what they did in music, and then we perform a dance that they learned all week. At the end of that gala performance, we have a pizza party and dessert and drinks, and we provide that for the families and the students when we complete the gala. This is something that we, it's our second year, and we're hoping this year to continue that. This past year, we received an Indiana Arts Commission grant that helped really make that possible this year, so we were excited about that, and we are hoping to continue that for the kiddos this end of June. We usually do the end of June, hence the name Spark. It's always the last week of June before the 4th of July, so that way people can kind of remember that it's around the 4th of July. So hopefully we will get to do that again this year. The Saturday after Labor Day on September 6th, as you can see from 9 to 2, we had our third annual studio art tour. We had 12 artists participate this year. We added nine new artists this year, and we also added two music artists and had at the outdoor stage next to the Shots of the Sanctuary, they played music for a couple hours as well. We were trying to kind of expand it a little bit. We added banners this year to make each stop really visible, so when you were driving around town, some of them were kind of out towards the lake and a little bit trickier to find. So we had banners at each stop, and then that's our banner over Lion Street to kind of promote the event. We also, it was kind of cool this year too, we had coverage by Wayne 15 this year, covered the studio art tour. That's just a picture. We added the different artists. We had a metal, John Paul Jones, he was a metal maker. We added him this year. And then Adam Boyle's stone carving, very, very talented gentleman as well. And then we had a photographer too, Leah Hopkins, trying to add a little bit different kinds of art this year in addition to the music to change it so people were wanting to come again.
Awesome.
Definitely, once again, this event made it very evident of the local talented artists we have here in Columbia City. So it's just, it's a really cool event that we love doing every year. We are hoping to continue this event in 2026. We have it currently slated for Saturday, September 12th. We also try to make that the same every year so people know it's always the Saturday after Labor Day, just so that it's not, you don't have the hiccup of people trying to know when it is. So that is currently slated for Saturday, September 12th, 2026. So we're hoping to continue that as well. In December, to kind of end out the year, we had an arts marketplace in conjunction with the Whitley County Historical Museum, had a Merry Museum event. The local artists were invited to sell their locally made art. And there was also a children's project area where they could paint wooden ornaments. So we had that opportunity also for kids. We also took this opportunity to pass out yearly calendars that the Arts Commission made this year for local residents. This year, Jennifer Romano created the calendar, and it had a historical theme this year. We kind of switched it up a little bit. So it featured Whitley County artists of the past, and I have some of those. If you guys want, you know, you can keep those and look through those. I brought a few. It's our hope that we distribute these for free, and we're hoping to pass, maybe make stickers of like art events that people can put on the calendar, and maybe pass out stickers that you can add to your calendar when art events come up, and we can kind of promote different art events throughout the year. So in addition, these are a few of the events that we did as the Columbia City Arts Commission did. We've also not only had events, but we've also provided support kind of to various art programs and or events. We, for example, the Old Settlers had a children's coloring contest, and we, the commission board members judged for that, and then two winners were selected and provided art supplies for that. We've also kind of helped give some monetary support to various art programs in town that we know could use a little bit of support. We're in the process of working with Woodland Senior Center to provide some art activities there for them. We also provided some monetary support to the Columbia City High School band and the theater programs as they are always in need for multiple different things. And then we also this year decided to help support the Spring Fling Art Show that's going to be in March. Mrs. Starkey, the middle school art teacher, came to us and kind of was asking for a little bit of help. It's an event where the high school students have the opportunity to participate as vendors selling their art, and then they're going to do the elementary and middle school students as well this year, where they can display their artwork. And she has asked us if the Arts Commission will help with advertising and possibly judging the art displayed at the Spring Fling for some various awards that they're going to give out. And that's supposed to be the end of March. So upcoming and looking ahead, you know, part of our year, obviously we have events, but there's a lot of planning and process as well. So we've already started some planning for next 2026. These are for pictures that Doug Egoff on our board drew for us. We have some interest maybe looking into Baker Park and using some of that space to do some art things, maybe some benches and seatings to create art. maybe potentially having the studio art tour there next year, so everybody is one spot, a little bit easier for everybody to see. Maybe music, bands, even displaying different art pieces, painting the stairs perhaps, or the tunnel, and even we talked about maybe like a chalk. There's a lot of concrete down there.
There is, yeah.
Like a lot of concrete. So we talked about maybe doing a chalk art event, and even the kids being able to participate, as there's the concrete slab right there on Kids Dreamland too, that's kind of just there. So we've kind of walked around that area and very intrigued. Has a very artsy feel to it, and we're kind of looking into that. We also were interested in if potentially maybe at Baker Park even starting an art cabinet, where kind of like the books that they do, the little where you can come and get a free book, kind of doing something like that with an art cabinet where you can obtain free art supplies, kind of like a similar concept, maybe doing that also at Baker Park. Other things we're kind of looking into too that we started talking about last year, various spots for additional public art installations. We have a couple in town and would like to keep doing those. We've kind of tossed around some various areas like Blue River Bridge. We've talked with Chip, some decals and wraps on maybe some public infrastructure like the electrical boxes, like at Thomas Marshall Plaza we've talked about, and some stoplight control panels. At Van Buren at Chauncey and Line, where you just take, somebody creates an art and you like basically put it on a decal and kind of wrap those electrical panels with artwork. We've also kind of, we're really hoping some Eagle Park maybe options for some art. Lastly, the last thing that we've started kind of the process of this year is collaborating with the American 250 Project to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. They came to us with some support. They're planning to do three murals for South Whitley, Cherubusco, and Whitley County, with the theme of those murals being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're kind of hoping to maybe do Pursuit of Happiness as our hope, to kind of pick that part of the saying, and then maybe having like a call out for local artists and kind of get their take on some ideas on what we can put on the canvas in Pursuit of Happiness, some of their feedback. So that's something that we're starting the ball rolling and hopefully going to get started pretty soon on that, because it's going to come quickly. So, as you can see, these are various ways the Columbia City Arts Commission is continuing to support our mission, which is to elevate and promote art in our community. And that's all I have. Thank you so much for your time.
Questions?
Any questions?
Thank you for all the work you guys do.
It's our pleasure.
As you guys started, it's just another amenity that brings people to town. And so that's just an incredible thing, you know. It's not always about sports and funds, you know.
Correct.
There's so many other avenues now. So thank you guys for all the work you're doing.
Yeah. Our pleasure, our pleasure. It did. I know the studio art tour, we have a lot of people come from Warsaw, Fort Wayne. A lot of outside people traveling in for that. So, yeah.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Great.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank
it very
you
much.
So much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yep. Get it? Did they try to close it?
Yeah, you attempt it.
Hopefully. There we go.
Double. For stereo.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that.
It's back.
Hurry up, do it all again.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
There may be on the side.
Mike showed it. He'll figure it out. Are we good on the live stream?
What?
Sorry, Mike.
Never mind.
Yeah, we're good on the live stream.
We'll get it, April.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's off the camera now, so it's not a problem. All right. Just annoys us. It's okay. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you again for being here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Okay, next up is ordinance 2026-1. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brent, second by Ted. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-01 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-01, ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R1 single family residential district to the GB general business district.
So this is for the Hodges property management piece of property, and that the rezone, if you will. Were there any questions, comments, concerns about that since last time? Okay. Hearing none, you can have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-01 on second and final reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Is it just a phone call coming in? Okay. Do I have a motion to read Ordinance 2026-2 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Brent, was that you?
Yep.
Okay. Motion by Brent, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-2 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-2, an ordinance amending the rates and charges for the City of Columbia City Municipal Stormwater Utility.
So this is the first of the four different utility rate adjustment ordinances, as discussed at the last meeting with Baker Tilly and our Utility Rate Advisory Board. This first one is the stormwater. Questions, comments, thoughts, discussion?
Okay. Just FYI, we will have a public hearing at the next meeting before second.
Before the second reading? Okay. Yep. So public hearing's at the next meeting?
Yep.
Okay. 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 Can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-2 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Next up is Ordinance 2026-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-3, an ordinance amending the rates and charges for the City of Columbia City Municipal Water Utility.
And this is for the water utility. Any questions, comments, concerns about this? I will tell you one thing that we are looking into right now is the water tap fee at the moment. Everything else is squared away, but we don't think that'll happen in this ordinance anyways. No. But I just want you to know we are doing a cost comparison of what it costs us to actually do the water tap versus what we're charging. So that could happen down the road. I just want to be candid with you about it's not in here, but that could change depending on that analysis. Okay? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-3 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Next up is Ordinance 2026-4. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Sure.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-4 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-4, an ordinance amending the rates and charges for the City of Columbia City Municipal Sewer Utility.
Any questions, comments, concerns about this one? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-4 on first reading?
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Next up is Ordinance 2026-5. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-5. By title only.
Ordinance 2026-5, an ordinance amending the rates and charges for the City of Columbia City Municipal Electric Utility.
Any questions, comments, concerns about this one? Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-5 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brent, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Thank you for that. I will mention for the public that may be watching this, my strong recommendation is for you to go back and watch the last council meeting from January 13th, where you'll hear the full presentation from Baker Tilly, as well as our utility rate advisory board, and the discussion that occurred for those rates and charges changes. So with that, we'll move to department head reports. Tom.
101 is going to be heading down to Adams, Adams shop. I reported a couple months ago that it had a oil and coolant leak. We had to wait till we got the leaf spring repair done on it before he could get his hands on it. So he needs to get that taken care of so we seal everything up. A lot of the equipment that we ordered for the first of the year has came in. Mike's been doing a really good job of keeping the invoices marked as we get the equipment in that we ordered for the new truck that, again, is due to come in now. They're saying June, July. So he's been doing a good job keeping track of all that. Still looking at all of our options for 800 radios and demoing some as dealers get them for us to demo some of them. The west side of the fire station, the lower portion of the steel needed replaced due to some damage that we really don't know what occurred to it. And so got all that taken care of. They cut the bottom section off, and we just basically made a wainscot out of the lower section in case it needs to be done again in the future. And they replaced the lower portions of the steel around all the garage doors that had corroded and ate through. So just some housekeeping things. I just think it looks nice. And just think like our breathing air compressor is on order. We're waiting for that. We're looking at taking some of the old compressor components, because it has no trade-in value, using some of the old compressor components to upgrade some of our cascade system on engine 102. So some of the bottles in that cascade system are no hydro required bottles, and the ones we have on that truck don't fill up our air packs to full capacity, and the old ones would that are in the cascade system on the, and it's a long story. If you want to see it, I'll show it to you.
Well explained.
Yes. So we're trying to take some of our old stuff, upgrade some other old stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Gary.
All right. Officer Jansen and Officer Bidwell are in field training. This is their fourth week. They're progressing very well. Happy with their progress. Officer Garman, Officer Blocker, and Officer Didion are in their fourth week at the academy. Test scores are doing great. They're doing good down there. They actually said they're kind of enjoying it. So I try to tell them, if you go down to the academy thinking it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. If you go down there and say, hey, let's get it done, let's get through it, you'll be fine.
Yep.
So they seem to be doing good down there. So our community event, Build Lego Creations with Local Police, that the sign-up sheet filled up within 3 hours of posting it. So we're actually going to do more of those events throughout the year. We kind of want to keep it smaller so we have more interaction with the kids instead of having 100 kids that we can't get around to and talk to and help. And so we want to try to keep it smaller so we can have that interaction piece. What we say is building community relations one Lego at a time, right? So that's I said one brick at a time, but one Lego at a time is more practical, since we're building little Lego police cars. It'll be fun. That's happening on February 22nd. This past weekend snowstorm, we were very fortunate here. We worked 7 property damage accidents, and that was including slide-offs. People just sliding off in the ditch, getting stuck. So I was able to get them out. Had no personal injury accidents, so knock on wood, very fortunate there. We did have some disabled vehicles. We had like 5 of those over the weekend. And, you know, cold temperatures doesn't help vehicles out in this kind of weather. So they get out and about, and the next thing you know, their car is stalling them. Helped Kelly this morning with a couple vehicles downtown so he could get those areas cleaned up. I think he's planning on cleaning up the snow piles tomorrow, so we'll be out there helping him as well. We got a couple guys that are working, but myself and Chris will probably be out there assisting him. Dispatch was uneventful, so nothing to report there.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Kelly?
We have been busy the last few days. Sunday we worked 12 hours. Our guys came in and we're back in Monday morning, 3 hours early, came in at 4 a.m. and started working on the streets again. Shout out to our guys. I think our department did a good job taking care of the event. And a big shout out to some of the other departments that helped us. Like Gary mentioned, the police uptown. It's always rough uptown with the loader trying to want to get the whole thing cleaned up, but there's cars parked around and it's just part of it. You got to work around them, and I appreciate their help trying to get people moved so we can get it cleaned up uptown. Matt came in and helped in the alleys Sunday afternoon, like at 1 o'clock, I think. Mark Hahn was in. They took care of the west side, opening up the alleys. And Mike Cook and one of his guys came in, ran the east side, so it's a huge help for us. To not have to do the alleys. So appreciate all their help. And tomorrow, as Gary mentioned, I'll be in the loader uptown working on piles. Tony will be in the backhoe kind of with a crew. And usually we have a couple of water departments, 2-ton trucks to help us with removal, but they're out of commission right now, so I'm going to use Greg Salesman from Salesman Trucking. He's going to bring a triaxle in, and hopefully we can put a dent in these piles and get everything back to where it needs to be.
Questions of Kelly?
Brent and I have volunteered to drive any snow trucks that you may need.
Yeah, let us borrow a truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clean paths or whatever else you
need. Yeah.
We'll hit some alleys.
Yeah. I'll keep that.
I got a shovel to borrow.
We'll need to add them to the insurance for sure. Thanks for your volunteerism.
Don't worry about that. I know somebody.
Okay, yeah. I bet so. Yeah.
They call shovels trucks, by the way.
Any other questions?
The other thing I want to report was our sewer back truck is out of commission right now. Mike has one, a newer one. Ours is a 2007, so we think a hydraulic pump's out of it, and we're having problems finding a new pump for it. So hopefully we can navigate through that, but if not, we're going to have to use theirs for any sewer blocks or things like that that we've got to work on. So
that's not good. Yeah.
I will say streets look good.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah,
thanks
everybody for stepping up.
Remind me, Kelly, I feel like the Vactor is on, I don't know if that's a you or Mike question, I think it's on the list coming up the next couple of years, isn't it?
I've got it on our equipment list, but I know Mike really would like to not get one in the next couple of years, but
definitely not this year.
To save some money, I get that. But I think it's on the replacement list.
Yeah, I've got it scheduled in. I was going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Thursday, but I know it's on like the 2030 list, but
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to make it that long.
Okay.
So we might have to rethink that. But
okay.
Like I said, this is 2007, and we've had the debris body over at Brown Equipment. They sandblasted it and then lined the inside with a coating to, because it would start to rust through some things like that. But yeah, just trying to keep that thing going. It's not a bad machine, but hopefully we can get this hydraulic pump figured out. So,
okay, great. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Matt?
Water line for the dog park is now in. Got fence quotes, or getting fence quotes for from RNC Fence and Arrow Fence. Hopefully have those soon. The father-daughter dance is sold out. We've sold out quicker than we have in the past, to where normally we have a few the week of, but we're totally sold out, and it was probably 2 weeks before the event. That's 800 tickets for the both nights. The new rec coordinator jumped in. We're getting him acclimated to baseball, softball. That actually starts, that started online Monday for registration, and it'll start in-house after the father-daughter dance, which will be February 9th.
Tim?
Tim.
Question to Matt. Thank you. Chip?
I got great news. The railroad crossing is moving forward. We approved the permit today with the railroad. What had happened, we were working with Genesee and Wyoming. They have like a lifetime lease on it, but they can't approve a permit to cross for us to work on it. So then we had to go to Norfolk Southern. It's a long ordeal, but hopefully first of spring we will have a crosswalk at the railroad crossing. Nothing fancy, but we will. We give the go-ahead to Meyer and Agem to do the bot build operate transfer for the amphitheater. We are getting ready to have a kickoff meeting for that, so that'll be coming up hopefully late summer. They'll start construction work on that. Per the RDC's direction, I had to get two appraisals for the jail, which I didn't know, and a demo cost for the jail. So I'm working on that and Smith Brothers property. So it's been busy but manageable. As I told the Board of Works, I did have to kind of step up and be assistant mayor last week, and it was a heavy load, but I got it done, so.
Leslie, can we strike that last two or three seconds on the record, please? Any questions that you have? Thank you. Mike?
As you know, the weather is quite cold. We've had quite a few calls in about frozen water lines, and one of the big problems is either trailers or also the new homes that are near Chase and all Eagle Glen, all that. The pipes come up in the garage, and people forget to close their garage doors, and it don't take long, and they freeze. And so we put out on Rage that they needed to leave their water run and also make sure they shut their garage door. One of my guys that was on call just texted me and said that we've had another fire hydrant knocked off. This is our fourth or fifth this year. So
knocked off by a plow?
Well, I don't know if it was a plow or just a car.
It wasn't Brent and I.
We can't get anyway.
We had a plow by the side.
Yeah. Plow truck backing up. So.
Okay. Question, Mike. Thank you. Mike.
Received our patch kit for the dice door. We're just waiting on warm temperatures to make that patch up and install it. Still working on our urine sludge report to the EPA and steel dynamics annual report. That's going to be a little late this year, but they will get it if Marcia is listening.
She's
listening. So if they call and bug you, it will be. It's going to be late, but they will get it. And just day to day, work warm up.
You may have talked about it last time, but will you talk about the patch just for one moment to make sure the council is fully aware of
what's going on? I think during installation, it's about 1.5 to 2 inches long. It's a perfectly straight line. It looks like a tear or a cut that's in it. And I'm thinking what happened is when they installed the methane in the air lines that run across the top of it, when they cut those, so they actually nicked the outside cover, which is the air membrane. The gas membrane, which is behind it, is fine. So what this will do is if this keeps expanding, which it hasn't moved yet, it will allow the air to escape out of there. So it will never keep itself inflated. Right now, since we had it lined, the system is operating the way it's supposed to. First time when they filled it up to turn the fans on, the fans never shut off. This time, the fans hardly ever run. So that tells them, you know, we're not losing methane. We're actually holding the methane. So it's doing what it's supposed to do. The fans are not actually supposed to run unless the methane level pressure drops, and then the fans turn on to keep it inflated. Well, our fans are mostly off other than the time they go through it per just like it's supposed to. Fills back up, they shut down. So that's what we're trying to prevent, is to get this sealed back up. And before we'd done anything like that, they said they would send a patch kit, and I questioned them. I included the mayor in on the emails and everything like that, that if we do the repairs, it does not affect the warranty in any way. So we still have our warranty, even if we do the repairs. That was one thing I wanted to check on. Because usually when you touch something that's in a warranty period, you lose it. On this one, they told us no, that we could do it. So.
Thank you. Your question, Mike?
Unless you have questions on that, I can explain the actual process on how to do it. If you want to know that at a different time, we will take the time to do it now. We can hit me up at retreat if it was interested.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have nothing.
Marsha. A couple of things. Number one, Mr. Bachman, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you,
by the way. I will be in Indianapolis tomorrow, so I won't be bringing the cake. I'm sorry about that. So we'll be in Indianapolis tomorrow for the Mayor's Roundtable, but also have a couple of legislative meetings. We have one good piece of legislation for the LIT, for the local income tax, and we have one that really doesn't help anything, but they're claiming it helps, meaning it delays the LIT implementation of some of the bad stuff by a year, which doesn't help us. It just bumps it by a year. So have a couple of meetings down there tomorrow. Of course, city retreat is Thursday and Friday. There's been a little bit of pressure on social media about that. I will say what I said in Board of Works, which is I will stake my career on the importance of that retreat. People that have been there before know it's really, really important for the camaraderie. It's really important for the planning of the future. It is open to the public. If anybody wants to come up, they can hear us drone on about kind of things and ideas that we have, but generally speaking, it is a very, very important time for us, not only to get to know each other well, especially with two new council members and a new clerk treasurer, but also just for us to be able to gel better and for us to get to know what's coming up, what are the things we need to be looking out for, all those kind of things. These retreats have been happening since Ron Glassley was mayor back in the early 2000s. I think it multiple administrations under different letters next to their names have all found it important. So I just say all that to say I'm excited about city retreat. I always am. It's always a great time. And more important, we get a lot of work done there, which is really, really good. I also want to take a moment to recognize the passing of Don Langlow, who was a former city council member, a long time plan commission member, contributed a lot to the growth of our community. Every time I had a great conversation with him, or even when I had a bad conversation with him, it was always focused on how the community can do better for its citizens, can do better for the future, and so he will certainly be missed. I guess the last couple of things I'll just mention, again, have some additional travel coming up here, but lunch with the mayor. Again, Brent, you must be a superstar today. I don't know what it is, but Brent's going to be on my lunch with the mayor next Friday, a week from this Friday.
You better be sending me the questions you're going to ask me.
Oh, I haven't done that yet?
No.
I will do that.
I need to know what I need to
do. I thought I sent that in the original.
That's more for your protection than mine.
Questions. I will make sure you get those. So. Besides that, again, Father Daughter Dance is going to be a big thing. Again, I can't believe we sold out of 800 tickets this quick. This has got to be a record. I mean, it was sold out, what, was it last week?
I think it was the week before.
The week before. I mean, we're talking just really, really quick. So, generally speaking, things are fairly smooth outside of, 8 to 10 inches of snow outside, so... Tom, did you have something to add?
Yeah, while you were gone on vacation, I did scare the heck out of Dan.
Yeah.
A week ago this past Saturday. So, Dan, I apologize to kind of put you on the hot seat for a little bit there.
No, that's all right. That's what we're there for.
Yeah, we did have a little bit of a hazmat incident that we got taken care of, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So.
I kind of put him on alert. Being the council president that... there was a possibility we're going to establish an EOC, so yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Your money.
I think that's all I have for right now. Dan. Jennifer.
I had a very interesting day today researching the history of Baker Park and of John Wesley Baker.
Okay.
The park is named after.
Okay.
People might not. not realize that in addition to being the mayor of Columbia City, he's also served multiple terms as postmaster.
Oh.
And in the state legislature.
Okay.
And was editor of the local newspaper.
Very cool. That's very interesting. I did not know that.
Very
Thank you for that.
Long and elaborate and detailed outline of him coming soon.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. Tad.
We had ordinance meeting today, which was riveting and exciting. Right, Tom and Gary? So we'll probably have some new ordinances or some revisions coming soon. I think we'll be talking about a couple of them at the
retreat
yeah. later on this week in depth in our breakout sessions. So,
okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm sure that'll be fun to revisit for all of you.
Yes, so yeah.
Brent?
Nothing. Just a BZA meeting starts in about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. So I need to get going?
Talk to Nathan about that.
Okay.
Tell him happy birthday from us.
Yes. Yes.
Are you wearing that shirt?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ryan, you have anything? Nope. Okay. We have no press and we have no audience. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.